We're all familiar with getting overbilled for something and asking for our money back. But what happens if you get underbilled? That's the issue in a case pending before the Maine Public Utilities Commission. Documents show that over an extended period of time, a Maine natural gas company undercharged a group of its biggest commercial customers by almost $500,000. And as Fred Bever reports, regulators now have to decide whether those companies should be required to pay that back.
Maine Natural Gas is a mid-coast supplier owned by Avangrid, which also owns Central Maine Power. Earlier this year, it discovered that it had been misreading the meters of a dozen of its largest customers for varying amounts of time, for as little as a year to as many as 13 years. Company officials declined to be interviewed, but in filings with the Public Utilities Commission, they pegged the total value of what they undercharged at $456,000. The company rebilled those customers for the last 12 months, as it says the law allows it to do. But one of the customers, the authority that runs Brunswick Landing, was handed a new six-figure bill.
Well, I think it's in excess of $100,000.
Steve Levesque is executive director of the Mid-Coast Regional Redevelopment Authority, which oversees Brunswick Landing, site of the former Brunswick Naval Air Station. He says it appears that Maine Natural Gas misread the meter at one particular hangar, which housed several enterprises.
Obviously, it's an impact in coming up with that money, trying to go back to tenants, because what we do is we get a bill, and then we bill the tenants based upon our bill. So we'd have to go back to tenants, some of which aren't even in existence anymore. Kestrel Aircraft was one of those tenants and part of that building.
Maine Natural Gas says most of the affected customers have already paid their makeup bills, but it's agreed not to take action against those that haven't, such as the Redevelopment Authority, pending the outcome of the Public Utilities Commission's inquiry. The identity of most of those companies is not being disclosed in public documents, and the proceeding is still in its early stages. Barry Hobbins, the state's public advocate, says one key question will be whether Maine Natural Gas should be required to collect underpayments from earlier years, and whether it should give credits to other customers who may have been paying for costs that they shouldn't have.
Which obviously causes a significant problem with the possibility of overbilling those other users.
In its filings, Maine Natural Gas says its shareholders bore the brunt of the underbillings, and they should not be required to provide any credits. The case is not expected to be resolved until next year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.